Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is Kenny Burrell, one of the most lyrical and sensitive guitarists in the world today. His flowing, clear sound touches the romantic feelings in all of us, and especially me. You know, I've heard you play some ballads lately, Kenny, and just hearing that one you did on your record, Gone Contemporary, Love Dance, that the way you played that made me really want to learn that tune.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's a beautiful song, and as you know, the words mean a lot to music. So when the words have a special meaning, the song takes on a more special meaning.
Well, do you think of that when you're going to pick a song, what kind of a lyric it has?
Well, no, but I think it usually enhances the meaning for me when I understand the lyric, and especially if I like the lyric. You know.
Well, that's one tune that really, really hit me. And of course, I also like this tune that you brought, that you wrote yourself, Listen to the Dawn.
Thank you.
That's a very pretty song.
Thank you.
Slow ballad. And this would be a nice way to do it, maybe to actually start the show with you and I playing the two pianos, okay. Which is an extra surprise because I didn't know you were going to play piano today. And just lead off with this tune and see if I can do it justice.
We'll start out with the dawn.
Okay, here goes. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, you have done an awful lot of things since your early days in Detroit. Were you born in Detroit?
That's right, yeah.
And were you, I'm sure you were involved in some of those things that the Jones boys and all those people.
Right, well, we had quite a community there, and a lot of the friends that we share, the Joneses and Flanagan and many others that you know, and we had a nice, wonderful time getting our music together in Detroit, and so we're all scattered around now, but yeah, it was for me, a very fertile time.
I was in and out of there, but I sort of imagine that the jazz scene at that time was really terrific in Detroit, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, it was. The club scene was pretty good, but we had another thing going with amongst the musicians, where we would share a lot of ideas and share records, like I'm sure you did,
share
recordings. When the new recordings would come out, we'd share that and music, and we'd rehearse a lot and exchange ideas, and there were a lot of jam sessions too, and not just in the clubs, in each other's homes and houses, and it really lent itself to getting stuff together, you know, and then the dream of getting ready to come to New York or wherever you're going to go, that all helped. And so it was really nice.
I'd love to hear you play something or play a guitar solo.
Okay, sure. Let's see. I'll try Round Midnight.
Couldn't be a better choice.
Thank you.
hearing a tune played like that.
Thank you.
Goodness, so pretty. I, as a matter of fact, I'm always hoping that some of these kids that play in groups can hear somebody play the guitar like that and maybe change their ways.
Well, it's funny, you know, we, I guess you've seen it too, but as we play around different places and clubs and concerts, the audience is getting younger. It seems to be more young jazz fans, which is nice. And
oh, it's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe more eager young guitar players.
Yeah. I've talked to quite a few lately, and it's good. I think it shows good signs.
Absolutely. You know, I have to ask you, somewhere I heard that you were Duke Ellington's favorite guitarist. How did that come about?
I don't know. I guess I'm just lucky that way. But
well, did you meet him in Detroit? Or?
I met him, I guess, in Detroit. I certainly had a chance to talk with him many times after I moved to New York and spent time with him.
Did you play with him at all?
Only once when we did a TV show called Love You Madly. I did that one.
Oh, yeah.
But I was on some sessions with Paul Gonzalez and Johnny Hodges where he was there and submitting music. But I never really had a chance to play in the band. Actually, once he asked me to do something, but I was unavailable. I was tied up with some other studio stuff and I couldn't get it loose. That was a thing he did, My People.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked me to do that one, but I couldn't get away.
Boy, I just am so thrilled that when I think about it now, that I got to know him as well as I did with being so long at the Hickory House, coming into, actually because he liked the food, and he would even sit in on occasions. And, you know, that was so wonderful for me.
Funny you mentioned that. That was, I think, the first time I ever really had a long conversation with him was at the Hickory House.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we met there one night, and he said, come on, let's have dinner. And we sat down, and it was the first time we really had a real long conversation. That Hickory House was quite a place, yeah.
It was, and so many musicians came there all the time, but I think he was the most regular, like whenever he was in town.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say we have a go at a duet?
Okay, let's do it.
This is going to be something that I heard on one of your albums. I'm Old Fashioned.
Okay.
You want to start it out, or shall I start it?
You start it.
We're going to wing this one.
Either way, I'll start it if you like. Either one.
Shall I do a little intro?
Okay.
In that key. It's funny, changing a key, for me, it just gives the tune an altogether different feeling. I don't know why, I just keep playing it in E-flat, and that just felt so good.
Yeah, the key change often makes the tune get a different kind of feeling, character almost.
Well, you're sort of involved with Ellingtonia in a way, because don't you teach a course at UCLA?
Yes.
All about Ellington's music?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing that for a number of years now, and I really enjoy it. As you know, the music is so rich and varied, and if you look at the whole phenomenon, which includes the contribution of Strayhorn and Carney and Hodges and all these other people, it's really special. And so that's why I do it, because I think it's great music, number one, and it gives me a chance to share some of the love and knowledge that I have about Ellington and that whole phenomenon with the young people coming up.
Do you play the music for them and have them learn some pieces?
Yeah, they learn. What I try to give them is a cross section of that whole repertoire so that they can learn to appreciate it, but also some analysis of the music in terms of the harmonies and the form. And also, I try to give them insight into the man, and he is a great role model to me, not just for musicians, but for a lot of people who want to be successful and creative at the same time.
I'm glad we got to talking about Duke Ellington, because something somebody said to me one time, if you're having a bad night playing when things aren't going well, if you play a Duke Ellington tune, everything will turn around. And it's true, because the way the tunes are, especially like a rhythmic tune like Love You Madly or something, mm-hmm. and the way they're put together, they can change your mood. I've always believed in that.
There seems to be an awful lot of positive energy in there as well.
I guess that's what it is. I was thinking about all the people you played with. Didn't you do a stint with Oscar Peterson years ago?
Yes,
how
I
was
did.
That? Was that? That must have been interesting, wasn't
that
it?
That was phenomenal. I learned so much working with that trio. And in fact, in those days, Ray Brown and I were roommates on the road.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was really a real great learning experience. And I've had a real good fortune in working with a lot of the giants and recording with them.
Well, let's play another tune.
Sure.
What should we do?
Let's see. What is
here's a nice, this is an old tune. And you know, Alec Wilder loved this tune, Don't Worry About Me.
Yeah.
What key are we going to do this in?
Can we try C?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Now, this is going to be a ballad, right?
Yeah.
You want an intro, or you're just going to start on it?
I'll start it.
All right, okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. You may enjoy another of our productions, Song Travels with Michael Feinstein. Check out the podcast. Subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.